On our stage right now, we have Jonathan Bedell and Ann Holsinger.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now, you both have really intense, amazing jobs. Jonathan, you're a nurse who works on organ transplants.
Yes, that's correct.
And you work at the Death Penalty Information Center.
Yes.
All right, so here's my question for you guys. How do you feel about roller coasters?
I scream like a girl if I'm on roller coasters, and my sister, who did not scream like the girl she is, can confirm that.
Fair enough. Anne?
I'm much more of a Ferris wheel person. I like it a little milder.
That is a nice way of saying you hate roller coasters. I prefer lying down. All right. So this next game I classify under the category of games where we make people do things. So here's the premise. People say life is a roller coaster ride, to which I say, whee! Scared yet? So contestants, you should feel the same because all the answers to these clues will be words that contain double E's. Aha! Puzzle guru Archung, can you give us an example?
If we said it's the Fox TV series that features students competing in a cappella choir competitions, you would answer, glee!
And since it's radio, answering by putting your hands above your head like you're on a roller coaster is, of course, mandatory. And remember, at some point in the game, we will be snapping a photo of you, which you can purchase after the show. So. It's a 1986 comedy about a love-struck, knife-wielding Australian played by Paul Hogan. Jonathan.
Crocodile Dundee!
Correct! From her many self-portraits, it seems Mexican artist Frida Kahlo didn't care much for this grooming tool. Anne.
Tweezers.
Tweezers is right. Jonathan, were you like, I have no idea what this could possibly be?
I was really thinking razor.
That would be, of course, your solution. That would be your solution to that problem. On the TV series The Jeffersons, George's deep-voiced TV wife was named... Jonathan.
Wheezy!
Well done. It's the brand name for an itsy-bitsy man bikini worn by Olympic swimmers and, unfortunately, Europeans. Anne.
Mankini? I don't think that's a brand name.
I love the idea that my clue has man bikini in it. Jonathan's stealing.
Speedo!
Can we do it with the wee mixed into it there?
Speedo!
Okay. It's the literary journal founded by author Dave Eggers. Not sure.
It is not the Believer.
Okay, no, both of our contestants do not know. Anyone out there?
McSweeney's!
Half the audience do that.
Yes. Yes. It's a great place if you love David Foster Wallace jokes. For the four people that answered that question. In 1994, U.S. ice skater Nancy Kerrigan was famously sidelined at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships when she was clubbed with a metal baton to the... Anne.
Knee!
Yes! And this is your last clue. It's the short-lived but critically acclaimed TV comedy that launched the careers of Seth Rogen, James Franco, and Jason Segel. Jonathan.
Freaks and Geeks!
Yes! Yes, it is! Congratulations. All right, Art, how did our wonderful contestants do?
I thought that roller coaster would never end. But Jonathan was our winner.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations, Jonathan. Thank you so much. And Jonathan, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.